This is the Green Zone. Jamie and Walker. Jamie back next week. Flag football. I'm new here. I'm new to this province. Walking my dog, I would see kids out on the weekends and like thousands. I couldn't believe it. I started to do a little bit of research on it, and it's huge here. There are more people playing flag football in Regina and Saskatchewan in particular, Regina in particular, than any other market in Canada. From what we were reading as well, doing a little bit of research, I think it's really big in parts of the States as well, San Diego in particular. But it's something that has grown in popularity. And listen, Saskatchewan is football crazy because of the Rough Riders. And I don't think that tackle is going away. I don't think that flag football is, I'm not that crazy. I don't think flag football is going to replace tackle. But I was texting back and forth with Scotty, the producer, last night, and I was like, do you think it'll ever catch up? Flag football will ever catch up in popularity to tackle football? Because the youth, there's twice as many kids in Regina playing football, flag football, than there are tackle football participants. And again, I don't think there's going to be a point in my life when I'm going to the stadium, grabbing a beer and sitting down and paying good money to watch flag football. I can't wrap my head around that. But I think there will be a point, and it might be 20 years, it might be 25 years, it might be 30 years from now, where the popularity of flag football catches up to tackle. So that's the question. Fan line, 877-332-8255. I think it's going to get there. Glenn, do you think I'm nuts?
No, I think it's there already, Locker. When old farts, they're 20, 30, 40, 50, they're out there playing flag football. Like, if you look at the popularity as a participant, and kids too, it's there, I believe. And Regina's got a really good minor football program for tackle as well.
Absolutely,
and Moose Jaw. I've lived in Moose Jaw a lot of times. But no, Locker, I think it's already there, that it is as popular as a participant sport. It'll never be there as a spectator sport, except watching your kids, or in my case, my grandkids. My grandson absolutely loves tackle football.
Well, again, I think from watching it from a spectator perspective, I'm not sure. I don't know if I can wrap my head around the idea that flag will surpass tackle. I mean, we like our violence. We like our violent sports. I mean, hockey isn't going anywhere. The NFL isn't going anywhere. CFL isn't going anywhere. But I can see, just based on the participation from the kids. But Glenn, the other thing that we did some research on, and we looked into it, there are a ton of adult leagues in Saskatchewan for flag football as well.
Yep, there is. And it wasn't that long ago, a lot of people were playing two-hand touch football, and Rob Vanstone with the Old Guys Football League, I think it's called. His team was the Paper Boys.
Yeah.
But that was popular, but I think the flag is a better game. And hey, I mentioned that, no, it'll never be a great spectator sport. Having said that, I really, really want to watch, find a place to watch Paul LaPolice's team in some of the tournaments they've been in, and of course the Olympics coming up.
Glenn, if you want to watch that, and I haven't checked it lately, but we had Paul on before he went down, because Paul's the coach of the Canadian flag football team, before he went down to Los Angeles for that friendly tournament where they beat the United States. The first time that flag football program has ever lost was to Canada. And Paul promised to put some YouTube links up on, because they've got to download them. They did videotape these games. They taped them. How can you tell I'm old? Videotaped them. Anyway, they taped the games, and they're going to put
links. Line Locker, I am too.
They're going to put those games up, and he promised to share the links. I'll get maybe Scotty, the producer, to have a look at Paul LaPolice's Twitter page to see if he's gotten around to that yet. He just
I
got.
Haven't, I haven't seen it yet, but I know he is going to do it. I heard that, but I haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Well,
and
by the way, Locker, I got a question for you.
Okay, fire away.
Did you find the barbecue thingy for the chickens that I sent you?
The I'm sorry, for the what?
Oh, the barbecue bowl that you do the beer can chicken
on. For the beer can chickens. No, I haven't looked into that, but I am actually going to look into that, Glenn. I do appreciate that. I thought you were asking me about my barbecue. No, it hasn't exploded yet.
you got it down now, eh?
I do. Hey, listen, thanks for joining us today, Glenn, and thanks for your call on the flag football thing.
Okay, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Take care. By the way, we had a chat with Paul. Scotty, the producer, just looked it up, and he was talking about putting those links up so you could watch it. So, Glenn, I know I've just gotten rid of you, but you can go have a look at that. And he's actually going to be, I think there's a couple more tournaments, at least one this year, where Canada is going to be participating. I didn't get all the details from him, but I think they're going to Panama, and that actually is going to be a little bit more organized, this flag football thing, where they're actually starting to place teams internationally, ranking them so that they can establish who's going to be able to get into the Olympics in 2028 in Los Angeles when flag football is actually introduced as a sport for the very first time. And that's the question. The Green Zone fan line, 877-332-8255. Is flag football, the popularity, ever going to catch tackle football? Or am I just crazy, Dave?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
Yes, you are. I agree with your producer. Yes, you are. Because there's a thing I did in the Army where you put on this bubble outfit and played soccer, okay?
Okay.
And nobody got hurt. All right? That's essentially what flag football is compared to tackle football. And I don't think, like, what are you going to, you're not going to have hitting in hockey? Like, really? It's like...
I agree about the violence point, but Dave, where are you?
It's not as exciting.
Wait, but where are you? Where are you? Where do you live?
Well, I'm from Saskatchewan, but I live in West Kelowna now.
And again, I came from Alberta. And
I grew up in Edmonton.
And so when I got here, I was like, what is going on? This entire city is playing flag football. Like, you wouldn't, Dave, you would be blown away. So this is not an opinion I would have had 2-3 months ago.
I don't think I could do it, buddy.
And again, the Green Zone fan line, if you want to weigh in, 877-332-8255. Is flag football ever going to catch up in popularity to tackle? We're joined by Rolko Woody from Jack FM on that topic.
Flag football is a sport for every person. It the way that they've developed this new style of flag. This isn't the flag football you played when you couldn't make the high school football team and then you couldn't make the junior team. And then they said, let's put a team together of the kids that can't run. There was myself. There was another guy named Paul. He'd gotten into some fertilizer. He had a hard time. And he was a good kid, salt of the earth. He'd be at the back of the choir. They wouldn't mic him up, but he was in the choir. The thing of it was...
It's all about participation.
The thing of it was, that was our perception of flag. We had to work to get off the flag team, to get on the junior team, to get on the senior tackle team. That was the perception, that tackle was a far superior game. But here's what's happened. Flag has evolved...
The number of kids play flag than tackle in Regina.
Exactly.
And it's growing in other parts of Saskatchewan.
It's growing. It's growing and it's getting bigger and bigger. My son won 2 national championships in flag football. Yeah. He's a quarterback. And that's kind of why I think you and I started talking about this, is that you know my son. He's an excellent athlete. He hopes to have
Does he see a future in flag?
Oh, he's coaching one team this year. He plays on a senior team. And yeah, he thinks it's... Because it's not like... As I explained to you the rules, it's not like tackle football. It's a different down system. The way that they play the flag, it's, you know, you've got to get to center.
You got to get to the half.
And there's no run place. And it, when you watch it, it's actually fairly entertaining. It has a basketball vibe.
Do you see a point where people will pay to go see?
No. See, there's the problem. There's the, and in lies the problem. Why flag football will become a more popular sport among the masses, but tackle football will reign supreme as the dominant force when it comes to that style of ball being moved up and down a field. The reality is this. There is that arrogance that football, tackle football, has, that it's dominant, and it's a rightful dominance. Because why? Big brother. NFL. The NFL. The yeah. NFL is always, yeah. it's always going to draw more people. It's a juggernaut.
Yeah.
It's, you know, they've got the best script writers in the industry that make great storylines. If flag football can get the script writers from the NFL on side, maybe. Maybe they will be popular. I don't think that flag football at a observation level, like as a sports entertainment level, I don't think flag football will ever surpass even soccer.
From a viewing side, yeah, but maybe hard. A popularity side.
As a played sport, I think it's already, well, you said the statistic, it's already passing tackle football. And I've been involved with minor football. I've been heavily involved with minor football. And minor football, it now is turning its head going, oh, look at all these kids playing flag. Now they're coordinating and they're saying, you know what? You should. It's a great athletic workout to get yourself prepared. Now keep in mind, there's so many more skill sets required for tackle. And one of the greatest aspects I find of tackle football is defense.
Yeah.
And flag football becomes more of an offensive star. Most kids want to play the offense. The defense is just a whole lot of getting in the way of the ball and trying to catch it and get a pick six, which I mean, I guess that's, but there's none of those big pops. Like what do they have? They have highlight reel catches.
Yeah. But
just get the pop.
We still want that collision.
There's no collision.
Yeah.
And so, to answer your question, I have to say that it's been about 10 minutes, and you thought I was going to come in here and call you crazy, but I honestly think that, I mean, I kind
on
of
on a certain level,
I think that flag football has become more popular, and when it becomes a sport where the kids can follow their favorite CFL and NFL stars,
yeah,
they may then start to cross over and tune into it. Just because there's one thing about
Olympics is going to highlight it as well, right?
The Olympics as well. And of course, no different than hockey. When hockey went into the Olympics and they had their professional players from the NHL and the different world leagues playing in the Olympic hockey, lots of people tuned in to watch that. The second that the professional athletes were involved, I believe it wasn't as exciting personally. This is my thing.
Yeah.
So when you take flag football to an Olympic level and you let the professional athletes participate,
which they're gonna,
you know what? They're not completely covered up in equipment. You get to see how ugly your favorite, receiver is, and quarterbacks can really show them their stuff. So yeah, we'll wait and see. 2028.
In Los Angeles, Summer Olympics debuts.
They planned
this.
The Cognoscenti planned this. The script writers. They've already got the script writers in the flag then if they've got it in LA in 2028. Come on.
Rolco Woody, thank you for your time today. Well, looking forward to trivia tonight. Next time you're on the Green Zone, please don't be so shy.
Well, you know what? I might let you talk next time. I was worried if I did that you might say something nice about me.
So that's Woody. I will be hosting Trivia Night at Broadway Lounge with Woody just after 6 o'clock tonight if you're looking for something to do in Regina. Will flag football ever catch tackle in popularity? The Green Zone fan line, 877-332-8255. We got a couple of texts I want to get to, but that's coming up next. 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. The Green Zone, Jamie and Locker, and I want to go right to the phones. Is flag football ever going to increase in popularity over tackle football? Greg, you got a thought on that?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, good.
Good, yeah. So I've been fortunate enough to coach flag football for the last three seasons.
Okay.
And I think that with the rules that have been implemented in the NFL now, where the hitting is not as big and you're not getting that same level of violence, the chances for big plays, flag football really kind of highlights those bigger aspects of big plays and things like that. What we used to miss from the big hits, you can now get with the big touchdowns.
I got to sit down and watch it more. I think flag football is going to be more popular than tackle at some point. I don't know if you'll get the people watching flag football like you will be, like you're going to continue to watch NFL and CFL.
I think if you you know, I compare it to, MMA and watching jiu-jitsu. Two different sports with the same kind of idea.
Yeah.
But if you're watching flag football for the appreciation of what those players and those kids are bringing to it and the athleticism that's involved.
Yeah, 100%.
Especially those kids coming up who have played it, they'll appreciate it at a different level and enjoy watching it.
Greg, I really appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Coming up next, we'll probably continue to take some calls on this one, but we got a conversation with Keegan Matheson about the Toronto Blue Jays, who are, by the way, going for the sweep tonight against the New York Yankees. We'll talk to Keegan about where this team has come from. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. No sugar to run with me. This is the Green Zone, Jamie and Locker. I am Locker. I am by myself this week. Jamie back next week. The discussion we're having today, and I got to be honest, there's a couple of texts I need to get to, and I promise I'm going to do my best to do that before 5 o'clock that are very, very entertaining. And they're on the side of you might have your head up your locker. Will flag football ever catch tackle in popularity? And you can still send texts, 877-332-8255. We've got a game four of a four-game series between the Toronto Blue Jays and the New York Yankees starting just after 5. The Jays have a chance to go for the sweep against the Yankees tonight. And right now, Keegan Matheson, who reports on the Toronto Blue Jays for Major League Baseball, joining us. Keegan, did anyone predict this start for the Toronto Blue Jays?
If anybody says they did, I'd like to see the proof. I did not myself. And it's been amazing to watch. They have overachieved in ways they have not in recent years. You see that with players like George Springer. He's a great example. I did not see this coming for George Springer, and I certainly did not expect it to be this good. But they've had so many pleasant surprises. That's what you need. And, man, I was wrong about this team. I thought they'd be about a 500 team.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple games in either direction, but they've been incredible.
I think we did talk to you, actually, before the start of the season. And I remember you saying that, you know, they had some deficiencies on in the bullpen and that they were going to struggle this year. Let's boil it down. Why are the Jays doing what they're doing right now? Is there something that you can put your finger on?
I think a lot of it is chasing some more offense. It's more philosophical because last year and in prior years, the Blue Jays have tried to be the best defensive team in baseball and make a lot of contact, hit a lot of singles. This year, they're trading a little bit of defense. They're still elite defensively. They're still a top three, top five team defensively. But they're trading a bit of that to chase offense, especially at the bottom of their lineup with platoons, with matchups. They're getting more aggressive. They're swinging a little bigger, and I like that. That was the difference between this year and last year. And you see it energizing this roster. Again, Springer's a great example of that. He is chasing higher outcomes. He's taking more risks, and there's payoff to that. There will be some ugly days in between, but you're seeing them chase more power. You're seeing them chase upside, and that's been so important. That starts with the coaching staff, David Popkins, the new hitting coach, and their hitting staff. But it's working. And you see the players who have bought in, and they're excited about it. You see them playing a more energetic brand of baseball, a more entertaining brand of baseball, which matters. It really does.
Let's stick with the coaching side of things. I was going to get to John at sort of the back end of this, but you referenced the coaching staff, so let's wade in. Now, Schneider has taken his fair share of heat from fans over the years. This team is clicking right now. Should he be taking some credit for where they're at, especially from a chemistry perspective?
He should. Absolutely. I think John Schneider is doing a very good job right now. And I know that praising the manager is never the most popular thing in the world. I don't care. I think he's doing a really good job with this team. And that goes for the whole staff because you need players to buy in. The moment that a player or a roster only kind of trusts the manager or kind of trusts a hitting coach, it all falls apart because they have teammates in their ear. They have a high school coach, a college coach. They have their dad in their ear. It can fall apart pretty quickly. And right now, what I see is John Schneider being comfortable in his job, too. And it's, we don't talk enough about how managers and coaches can develop over the years. We kind of make up our minds about who a guy is, and that's it for good. But I see John Schneider being more himself and taking some more chances himself. And he's really letting it fly with this roster this year. I think he's taking more chances as well. They're not all going to work out. Sometimes you pitch to Aaron Judge and he launches a rocket, but he is, I think, much more comfortable in this job, much more comfortable talking to us every day when I bug him with 1,000 questions twice a day. But it's you see it from the top down. It really does start at the top.
Keegan Matheson joining us, covers the Toronto Blue Jays for Major League Baseball. Last night's win, Keegan, the Jays are now tied with the Yankees at the top of the AL East. They've won their last four. They go for the sweep tonight at home. Is it too early to get excited about this team? Listen, I'm excited, but should there still be a little bit of trepidation with respect to the fans and their approach for the rest of the season?
No, it's been too long. I think people should be excited about this team. And if you are a Yankees fan and you're used to this happening every single year and you want to turn your nose up at it, nah, whatever. But the Blue Jays have not had that annual run towards the division. Even since 2015 and 16, which was the last time baseball was really exciting in this city and in this country, there's been a lot of wild card sneaking in. Second wild card, third wild card. That's great. But it's nothing near as exciting as a division race, especially one against the Yankees, because they are the evil empire, big bad Yankees. And chasing them in the division, it's a completely different feel. And not only is this baseball team good, they're watchable. They're entertaining. And this is an entertainment business. It's something that I try to remember, that 95% of people watching the game every night do not care about the exit velocity or how much Kevin Gausman's splitter moved in the zone. They want to be entertained. They want to see a few home runs and their team win. And they're seeing that lately. And it's at a time, too, where across Canada, the Maple Leafs, the NHL, that's not happening right now. The NBA is quiet. CFL is on. You have some WNBA action that you're up against in the U.S. But across the board, it's a pretty quiet spot on the sports calendar. And everybody's looking at the Blue Jays. The last few summers, they've sort of kind of grabbed onto people, but you haven't really seen it get back to that 2015 and 2016 level. Yeah. I think they have a chance at that, where they really grab the whole market.
If the Jays, Keegan, are not a playoff team right now, what do they need to do to sort of get into that mindset? What kind of tweaks would you like to see them make here?
It's interesting because when you look at the roster, there's not a black hole anywhere. It's not like you're looking at, oh, there's no second baseman. There's no left fielder. They have so much depth right now. So any addition would have to really raise the ceiling. You're not trying to patch a hole anywhere. I think you're trying to raise the ceiling of this roster. That's when this gets fun. So if you're looking at the rotation, is a number five starter going to help you? I don't really think so. No. You can always find another Eric Lauer, another patchwork starter. But is there a number one or a number two out there where you can get really aggressive? Adding another veteran utility infielder isn't going to make a difference. But is there a big right-handed bat out there maybe that can add to this lineup? And it's the year to do it, man. Look at the American League right now. It is wide open. The Yankees are right there. The AL is right there. I know that teams have to measure themselves up against teams like the Dodgers, but that's for October. You worry about that later. Right now, the AL is wide open, and I think this is a time for the Blue Jays to be aggressive in what could be Bo Bichette last year, Chris Bassitt, Max Scherzer. There's a lot of guys coming off the books, so this is the time to really push in.
We're not far away from the All-Star game, Keegan, in Atlanta in July. Vladdy's on his way. This is his fifth straight year, right, to the All-Star game, I believe?
It's number five for him, yeah, at this point. Time flies.
Yeah, Alejandro Kirk, my favorite Jay. He didn't make the cut. He might end up on the reserve. Is there anybody else, maybe it's Springer, that you would put on that All-Star roster this year as somebody who reports on the Toronto Blue Jays?
Man, Springer deserves that consideration.
Yeah.
He has impressed me this year. And to see someone who, at that age, listen, George Springer's made his money. He's fine in life. He has won his World Series ring. He's won the World Series MVP. He has made everything you need to make in Major League Baseball. But he came back, and he's trying things differently. He's motivated. He's leading this team. And it's incredibly valuable to watch that. Someone like Addison Barger will get a little bit of consideration there. I don't know if he has the league-wide name appeal yet. Mm-hmm. By this time next year, I think everybody is going to know Addison Barger for what Blue Jays fans see right now. I expect Kirk will be an all-star, and he really, really should be. Super impressive year from him. But George Springer is one that I did not think I'd be saying at this point in July. But he deserves, and maybe even if you can get close and somebody drops out, you can be a reserve. They still call you an all-star. It doesn't matter if you're first in voting or if you sneak in the door. So that would be a pretty big accomplishment for him.
Keegan Matheson, you have a book out now, my friend. If I'm not mistaken, it's available, right?
It is available now. And talk about good timing, I guess. My goodness.
So tell us about this book that you just released.
It's called The Franchise Toronto Blue Jays. It came out about a month ago now, so you can still find it online at Amazon, Indigo. We're trying to get some stock back in store, which is, I guess, good news. The stock is out of store right now, but it's a look at the full history of this franchise. And I was able to be a little picky in it, which I enjoyed, but to tell some profiles, some of the big years, stories that you know, but also some stuff that I've been around for, from Shohei Ohtani, the COVID years, my experiences with some of these players now. So it's been a good month, and yeah, the Blue Jays are helping out the marketing campaign here, I guess.
Beautiful. Well, good luck with the book, and I have a feeling that we'll be chatting with you again probably sooner than later with this team rolling.
Hey, I think so. I'll be looking forward to it.
Just after 5 o'clock tonight, the Jays-Yankees, the fourth of a four-game series in which the Jays have a possibility of a sweep. So we'll be keeping an eye on that game. Our Green Zone Game of the Night is up next. We'll stick with baseball, and we're still taking your texts and calls on whether or not you think flag football, the popular, and listen, I don't think it's going to surpass, my opinion, I don't think it's going to surpass tackle, but I think it's going to catch up. It might take 15, 20, 25, 30 years, but I think it's going to get there just based on the participation that we're seeing with the youth leagues, not just in Saskatchewan, but in and around this country and North America as well, and the introduction of flag football into the Olympics in 2028 in Los Angeles. So if you have a thought on that, the Green Zone fan line, 877-332-8255. This is 980 CGME and 650 CKOM. The Green Zone, Jamie Locker. I'm flying solo this week. Jamie's back next week. He likes to take the bye weeks off. When the Riders got a bit of a break. Your Thursday nighter, we've got the Bombers and the Calgary Stampeders, the Stampede Bowl. Yes, there is a trophy. Sean from Pilot Butte sent me a picture. I think they did their best to attempt to make it look like a horse head, something. I don't know what they were doing there. Anyway, they got a trophy for the Stampede Bowl. It's the first one. It's kind of the launch of Stampede Week in Calgary. That's can be the game of the night if you so choose, but I'm going with the Jays having another chance at a sweep this year. The four-game series they launched this week against the Yankees, they have had the bats have been going crazy for the Jays. 11-9 was the final last night. They get 7 runs in the first inning. They almost gave it up there towards the end of the game. Springer with another strong outing. So there's your game of the night is the Jays and the Yankees, the fourth of a four-game series, and we're looking to go for the sweep. We've been having a conversation today about flag football, the popularity catching up with tackle at some point. And again, I don't think it'll ever surpass it just based on the strength of the NFL and the CFL, but I can see a point in our existence when it might be more popular. It's going to be in the Olympics in 2028. And if you have a thought on that, the Green Zone fan line, 877-332-8255. We've had some surprising support for flag football. A lot of people have been involved in it in Saskatchewan for a long time. So they were highlighting it. We did get some texts that were suggesting that, yeah, that's just crazy. Personally, I would not watch flag football if it was the only sport on a Sunday afternoon and I was looking for something to watch. Real tackle football is the only football I'd watch, and the NFL is the king. The CFL is a close second. That's from Greg. out of Regina, Ken in Manitou Beach. The reason there's more people playing flag football now is because the parents are a bunch of wimps. I changed a word there. And don't want their kids to get hurt. Listen, that's an opinion. And it's probably quite valid. Don't be ridiculous. It's like saying people will be more interested in watching pickleball over Wimbledon. I will say this. He adds, flag football might be fun to do, but not to watch. That's Cameron in Regina. Can I say this? I'm a tennis fan, and I'll watch it if it's on. I'm not going to, it's not appointment tuning for me, but Wimbledon is on right now, and I'll watch a match. But I, when you lose me in my phone, I've got a couple of things in my algorithm. And one of them, for whatever reason, is pickleball videos. And I'll sit there for a half an hour and watch stupid pickleball videos. I'm not even kidding. I don't know what it is. I've played it only a handful of times, and the wife and I took some lessons and whatnot, and we had a blast. So don't go to sleep on pickleball, Cameron. Also, flag football won't ever catch tackle simply because people like the violence. A lot of people are arrogant and will argue that it's not as difficult as tackle football, so it is straight up won't be as popular. That's from Jace. There you go. Some thoughts on flag football and the popularity catching up to tackle football. All nine teams in the CFL released their negotiation lists yesterday. Our Green Zone football analyst, Dave Naylor, standing by with his thoughts on why. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.